This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're with Dee Mason and Alicia sometimes, but currently just the once. But you get a lot of that with your sometimes surname.
Yes.
Yes.
But
yes.
I like the Mason sometimes. It's lovely.
Mason sometimes.
Yeah. Perfect.
Now, you have children, people. You have
I
human
do,
baby
yes.
persons.
Little peeps.
You would read to them.
Absolutely.
Because you're a literary person
I
yourself.
I love, yes, books.
Do you do the voices when you do the reading?
I do, but they always say, "Mom, that's embarrassing.
Stop it and pull your pants back on."
Yes.
Because Alicia said sometimes
I moon
she has to,
them.
You moon them.
Yeah, to make them laugh. Like I tell a story every night, they want me to make up a story.
Yeah.
And some nights I do, some nights I just read from a book. But they read by themselves now, but I always end up just mooning them as I walk out the room.
Yeah.
And sometimes moonwalk.
Oh, the Dublé
yeah.
moon. That's great. I have not seen a mooning moonwalk since 1976,
yes.
so that's fantastic.
Yep.
Is the reading, how's my English? Roald Dahl.
Yes.
Do you read still from the collections of Roald Dahl?
Absolutely. We've gone through all of them and just recently the BFG. I just love that, I mean, all the snozwackers and he makes up so many words. He's incredible.
My absolute favourite Roald Dahl, though, is the Revolting Rhymes.
Yeah.
Great.
They are gross.
My nieces and nephews could read them over and over again. And that's the thing about kids. It's not like, I've read it, you know,
no.
those books on our shelves. We're like, I've read it.
No.
I will also return to Roald Dahl's Tales of the Unexpected. Have you got
yes.
into those?
See, yes.
He's known
it's
as
the adult ones.
Yeah, but the adult literature is good as well.
The one where he kills someone with the meat and then fries it and serves it to the policeman.
Spoiler alert. Alicia.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, what if somebody's just on page 743 and they go, oh,
damn.
It's some meat.
It's meat.
Well, if you want a fix of Roald Dahl, you're in the right place because yep. Elise McCann is shortly to be coming in after the news and she, well, we'll learn more about her, but she's got an album out called Dahlesque.
Fantastic.
Which, yes.
All day, every day. Joy 94.9 on air and online at joy.org.au.
Hey, I'm going to do something that's very rarely done.
Walk on your hands while eating cake.
Degree of difficulty is high here. I want to play this track and I'm going to play it from compact disc. So if it doesn't work, it ain't my fault. Look at that, not working. Any ideas? Anybody?
Yeah, we can talk to our guest and maybe she could sing
really
a track.
I wanted to intro her on a song though, but
yeah,
you know what?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sometimes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted a tiny ass to, and that didn't happen, so here we go. over to you, Alicia.
Maybe well, you can look on the computers.
Yeah, I'll sort out this.
Okay.
Never mind.
We are so lucky to be joined with Elise McCann. Of course, she is one of Australia's most unique modern-day performers and known for originating the role of Miss Honey in Australian Company of the Royal Shakespeare Company's adaptation of Roald Dahl's Matilda, for which she won the 2016 Helpman Award and the 2015 Sydney Theatre Award. She could have won it in 2050. She will.
You know what? Let's do it again.
Yeah. And she is talking about her album Dahlesque based on the stories of Roald Dahl. Welcome, Elise.
Thank you so much for having me. Oh, the crowd goes wild.
I know. 2050, you will be Prime Minister. There is no doubt about that. And now, Roald Dahl famously wrote in the garden in a shed at the bottom of
yeah.
the shed. Did you go to such lengths to write Dahlesque?
Oh, gosh, no. Sadly, I did not. Sadly, most of it was written in my friend's one-bedroom apartment. It's more like a studio, really, on his couch. That was where most of the writing happened. But it was about the same size as the shed, I'm sure, so there was some similarity.
It's such a great thing to, you know, get into because he's so well-loved. He's absolutely adored. What was your introduction to Dahl?
Oh, we read a lot of Dahl as a kid. My mum is English and we read a whole bunch of Dahl. We were massive readers. I come from quite a nerdy family. But reading's great, so continue to read, families. But yeah, so we read a lot of Dahl as a kid. And then as I kind of got into Matilda when I was cast in Matilda, inspired me to go back and look at Dahl. And it was in the course of doing that I remembered how many incredible stories he'd written.
Well, tell us about, sorry, I just jumped in on you there, Mason.
No.
I just jumped in.
That's right sometimes.
That's okay. tell us about that experience of Matilda, because that must have been crazy. So many people
loved. Did you see it, Alicia?
No, I didn't.
I didn't. I really.
No.
Don't worry. Look, it will come around again, yeah. I'm sure. It is incredible. Like if you didn't get to see it, or even if you did, then, you know, I'd tell anyone.
He's a brilliant man. I mean, Dahl's brilliant as well. But.
Oh. Just to mention,
have, yeah,
just Roald Dahl, absolutely. Like, Roald Dahl is one in a million. He's so intelligent. He's so creative in the way that he creates these stories. But he has that element of naughtiness. He has that bit of darkness. He has incredible humour. And he's just obscure, you know. And so it appeals to children. It appeals to adults. And Matilda the Musical is probably the best adaptation of any Roald Dahl that I know of. Tim Minchin is an incredible genius, and him together with Dennis Kelly, who wrote the adaptation of the script, it feels like Dahl. And I mean, I've been working for a while. I've been very lucky, but Matilda is probably the best thing I've ever been in. No offense to everything else I have been in, but it is incredible. I don't even know how to explain it. It is just magical and just hilarious and
so
awesome.
Spewing, I missed it. That's my contribution to
you
that.
You can pop your way over to NZ if you want.
Is it over there now, is it?
It's currently in Adelaide. It has 3 weeks left of Adelaide. So if you're in Adelaide, get amongst that. It.
Let's fly over there.
Otherwise, it's
in New Zealand. Oh, my God. Alicia and I have been looking for an excuse to go on a road trip.
Yep. Guys.
Without her kids for so long.
That's right.
Hot foot it. Love it.
So did you – I was just thinking, Tim Minchin will be busy this week because Pell's coming back and he's
– I know.
You
know, come on, Cardinal Pell.
Yeah. That is a great bit of work.
Oh, isn't it
so
just –
take the focus off you for a minute,
Alicia. No, please. Please. Happy to talk about any of them.
So tell us about the album, Dahl-esque. Have you penned these songs?
No, sorry. When you said writing, we've actually written a show that goes with the album.
Oh, okay.
So there's a concert of the album that we did. Actually, we just premiered at Adelaide, and we'll be doing concerts in Sydney and Melbourne and Brisbane next year. Adelaide is trending. Yes. Hashtag Adelaide.
Wow.
But no, so the album, I didn't write any of the music. Yeah. The album is made up of a whole bunch of different songs from different adaptations. So there's music from the original Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory movie with Gene Wilder. There's music from Matilda, obviously. There's music from Pasek and Paul, who are a composer, lyricist duo. They wrote a version of James and the Giant Peach. They just won the Tony Award for Dear Evan Hansen. And they did the lyrics for La La Land. They're like killing it right now. Mm. We have some of Roald Dahl's revolting rhymes, which Stephen Amos wrote. We should play one of those. Which Stephen Amos wrote the music for. So they're original new compositions.
Three Little Pigs is in here.
And Little Red Riding Hood, and so they're Little Red Riding Hood's rocking. And so Stephen Amos actually wrote all the music for that. So they're original. Wow. So unless you buy the hard copy, you've never heard those.
Now, I was dissing the compact disc, but in fact, you can only buy this on compact disc. So there might be a generation of people that have to go to their dad's car to listen to this.
Well, you actually can download
it,
but you can only download the other 8 tracks. The 2 revolting rhymes by Stephen are only available on the hard copy.
Oh, it's like a hidden track.
It's like 2 special tracks. Right. Just a
bonus.
Yeah, bonus. Exactly.
So you can buy this via where you buy all your good music, and you can download it off of the download store.
Yes, you can buy it a copy off ABC online, and they'll send you a copy. You can buy it in store at Sanity or JB Hi-Fi, or online at iTunes, or download it through stream it through Spotify, I think.
Right.
For the other 8 tracks, yeah.
I love all of Roald Dahl's work. I did meet the man.
Oh, you know? No way.
Yes, I did.
Isn't that crazy?
He came out here
yes.
when Aram, and I don't think it was because of the production, but RMIT was doing a theatre production of the BFG.
Oh, wow.
And we wrote to, well, I didn't, but one of the directors wrote to, just as a courtesy to say, we're going to be performing this, blah, blah, how's about it, to get approval. And he was so thrilled and delighted that he travelled out. I'm not sure if he travelled out exclusively to see the RMIT theatre production.
Did he like it?
I believe so.
He was a prolific writer. Mm. So he, if people Incredible. Wrote to him, he would write back. Like yeah. there are copious amounts of letters that children or teachers or people would send him. And he wrote back to every single one. He dedicated, I think it was like 2 hours a day. He and his assistant would rock up at 10 and she'd wow. read him all of the you know, new letters they'd received in the last day, and he'd dictate a response, and then she'd go back and kind of type them up and send them. But that way he was able to write back to, I think he said, actually, he wrote back to everyone that deserved a response. Oh, so there might have been one or two that didn't
get
a response.
That's why I didn't get a letter. But, I mean, I love that he also wrote only 2 or 3 hours a day with his creative writing. So that's just yeah. packing a lot of talent in such a short time.
Oh, yeah. He was a creature of habit. I think he spent, like, 10 till 12 and then 4 till 6 or something on his writing daily.
That's what? Ladies' hours. I could do that.
It's glorious,
I
isn't it?
I reckon if I looked at my day, my 10 hours of actual work time, if I just sort of shove that in, 2 hours is basically what I'm doing.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
In real life.
Yeah, if you're
shoving. Because of all the faffing around that we do with just various other bits and pieces, yeah. you mean. Yeah. Yeah, you're
like
right.
All my time responding to letters, fan mail, basically. That takes up a fair whack of it. How can we see you live? That's what I'm shuffling around for here.
So we'll be doing shows. So we obviously did Adelaide and we just finished on the weekend last Sunday.
That's exciting.
But the next vein of shows isn't actually until next year. So you're actually going to, I know, I'm sorry, peeps. You're going to have to just hold out for a second.
And listen to the CD.
And listen to the CD, get excited by that. And
compact
then
disc.
On compact disc, exactly.
Yeah. We love
great
your
lisp
craft.
Happening there. It's fabulous.
I don't think I own anything that will play it. So I'm going to just sit here in the studio and listen to it.
Do
what
it.
Is your favourite track? And I am about to play Little Red Riding Hood and The Wolf, which is Roald Dahl's, from his Revolting Rhymes, which is an excellent. It's still in publication. Because I still buy it occasionally for people that have children.
Yeah.
And the music was written by Stephen Amos.
Yeah, who's Australian, Melbourne-born. Well, not Melbourne-born, but Melbourne-residing, I should
Outside
say.
Of Wonderful. Your work with Dahl and Dahlesque and the show which is coming up next year, what are you working on?
So I actually, the next thing I'm doing is actually a show here in Melbourne for the production company called Brigadoon. So the beautiful Scottish classic.
Right.
So I've got to get my Scottish accent happening. That's on.
Do you want to practice here?
You know how I've been practicing? This is so lame, but I'm telling you anyway. I heard this thing on, I Googled on YouTube how to perfect your Scottish accent, and it's all about the rolled R. And they said that I always thought that if you couldn't roll your R naturally, you just couldn't roll it ever. Mm. But apparently, if you keep saying the word butter over and over again, it'll teach you to roll your R. Butter. And it teaches you to roll your R.
Do you know what also works?
Look at you, nailing it.
If you want to sound like Sean Connery, just say lapsong shushong.
Lapsong shushong.
Yeah, there you go. You did it.
He was in the Bond. Was he in the Bond film You Only Live Twice? Was that Sean Connery?
My James Bond.
At the end.
I know he was in the early ones.
Random fact, but Roald Dahl wrote...
Yes.
The screenplay for the James Bond film, You Only Live Twice.
Yes.
At 2 hours ago.
Just yes, that's right. I think that was a bit earlier, just after he'd been a spy.
In watch Moneypenny. More tomorrow. And I don't know why that was in Sean Connery's accent.
Yeah, you nailed it,
but there it is.
Yeah.
I get it.
I can't believe it's not butter. That's Sean Connery doing the butter ad.
Doing, who is it that does that? I can't remember his name.
I can't believe it's not butter.
Yeah.
Who does that?
Isn't that also a Scottish actor?
I interviewed Jimmy Barnes, who's just written a bunch of children's stories called Achai the Gnu, which is he wrote for his grandson who
For Leo?
I don't know, the redheaded one. So apparently because his wife is Thai, I believe. And so there's that sort of gene running through the family. But then his grandson came out with a shock of bright red hair and he's completely white and looks like nobody else in the family. He's a complete Scottish throwback. And so he feels really sort of
connected.
Like he doesn't belong to that family. And so
he's adopted.
So Jimmy wants to make him realise these Scottish roots. So he's written this beautiful. And he's recorded a track with the Wiggles for them.
Oh, my gosh, that's amazing.
Achai the Gnu.
That is so awesome.
Anyway, it's not about you, though, is it, Elise?
Doesn't matter. Elise, I'm a big fan of Jimmy Barnes, so yes, Ant.
Yeah. Elise McCann has an album out called Dahlesque. It's a series of 10 tracks, all based on the works of Roald Dahl. Excellent songs in there. See, now I do want to play Oompa Loompa.
Oh, see, Oompa Loompa's a cool version of Oompa Loompa.
Willy Wonka, did you prefer the earliest or the which manifestation of the movie did you like?
So I have to be honest, I'm more a fan of the Gene Wilder original Willy Wonka than the new Johnny Depp They also, though, have done, there's a song on that, on the album from the Broadway musicals. They've just done a new Broadway musical called Charlie and the Chocolate Factory with all new music again. So
No. I'm happy with wacky. I'm locked down with the old music.
Okay, you're like, just the old stuff. Yep. Yeah.
They can bring that new stuff out on streaming methods. I'm with Compact Disc and Gene Wilder. That's all I want. Hey, I've narrowed down the errors we experienced earlier to human error.
Right.
Oh. Yes.
It'll surprise you to learn.
Yeah.
I hit the wrong button.
Of course.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.